Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There seems to be a pretty clear line when Trevor was at his best and when he wasn't. It seems like it's around the time when he went on the IL. Is there anything to that? Even if it's not injury related, maybe timing or something.
I don't have anything to give you on that. I can't give you anything.
What would be the explanation then? You mentioned before the game that he was, he's missing within the zone, he's missing spots, and that's not the Trevor Williams that we saw earlier in the year or last year.
No, it's not. And we've seen much more of this than we would like or he would like. The first one to tell you. He's out there trying to make pitches, and that's not happened. With the consistency that needs to happen. I mean, you're talking about navigating through a lineup a couple times and pitching two innings and having to throw 64 pitches. To get six outs and the overall command. So the command has been challenging. And then the secondary pitchers really haven't played much to help support whatsoever. And all the mistakes are ending up gathering up and in the middle of the plate for the most part. So we're going to go ahead and try some different looks at some things, try a different lens at some things. We'll continue to search, try and find some help for him or some support and get some feedback from him.
You talked earlier about how important this time period is going to be to getting your rotation to where it needs to be for 2020. I mean, how big of a part of what you're hoping to have next year is Trevor, and how important does him getting back on track in these next 6 weeks?
It's important. He knows it's important to continue to remind him or continue to beat it up on how important it is. I don't think that serves us any good purpose. He wants to pitch well for a number of reasons. Nobody wants to go out there and perform poorly and below average. So this is the real fight at this level that can happen from time to time. And sometimes it looks like night and day, and sometimes the mistakes, it's not as big a gap as you think it is. It could be a release point. It could be a glitch in the delivery. We're trying to find some things, pitch tipping, all the things we're looking at to try and find to combat, to get him back. We've seen him do it well before. He's done it well this season at times. It hasn't been with the consistency we want. So what you do, if you're a fighter, which he is you roll your sleeves up and you go back to work. And that's what he'll do starting tomorrow.
That pitch to Eden, Clint, that seemed to be what we were kind of talking about this afternoon, just missing in the zone. Do you think that was maybe more demoralizing or just, surely what he had gone through these past 5 days, and then to have that in the second batter of the game, do you think that played a part in any greater part of his outing, or is that maybe just something from up top attached to it?
I don't think you'll ever know truly what goes on in a player's or a pitcher's mind. I think they know best. I know the conviction and the focus. He's looking to get the next guy out. He was looking to go four innings after the first inning. He was looking to pitch longer. He didn't want to come out when he came out, but there comes a point in time I don't think there's benefit to the pitcher that's out there and with the mode of operation, what's going on right now. For him to throw more pitches tonight, I don't think there was any purpose in that. I don't think there would be benefit in that. But he understands the importance of a starting pitcher giving us length, and it's back-to-back nights where we went four, then we go two, and you got to attack it a different way. So could it have been? Yeah, it could have been. He had to battle for three innings the other night in Anaheim. Only he can tell you there. I still think, from my perspective, is whatever happens, that's what happened. Can't change what happened. What you can change is what's in front of you and how you're going to attack. I think that's what he tried to do tonight, and he was unable to really get that corner turned as well.
Big picture-wise, what can a manager say to a team that looks ready?
Well, first of all, we have conversations periodically. So we try and provide a maintenance for the grind of the season. And we spoke to the team today. So what you don't do, Jerry, is you don't speak to your team four times a day. You don't speak to them before the game, after the game. You just don't. I don't think any of us like to be harped upon. We remind them when we think things are appropriate, especially game appropriate. And best served, the best way that I've found to go about this is you pull them off individually and have conversations with them individually. It has much more meaning and much more purpose that way. Diaz is being checked out tonight. I think he's going to get checked out again tomorrow.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.